AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Marco Rubio, a 43-year-old senator from Florida, entered the presidential race late today by offering the nation a younger generation of leadership that breaks free of ideas stuck in the 20th century, a jab at both Democratic favorite Hillary Clinton and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, his one-time mentor.
This election is not just about what laws we're going to pass. This election is a generational choice about what kind of country we will be.
Standing in front of a banner that proclaimed a new American century, Rubio said the White House is not reserved for those from power and privilege. A ramp agent at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport has some splaining to do. Minutes after takeoff for Los Angeles, an Alaska Airlines jet turned back and declared an emergency after the pilot heard banging beneath the cockpit floor. The agent told authorities he had fallen asleep in the forward cargo hold. When it comes to on-time arrivals, mishandled luggage, and passenger complaints, Dean Headley, one of two associate professors at Wichita State University who authored the latest airline quality rating, says only a few carriers improved over last year.
Only three airlines had better airline quality scores this year than last year. Those were Virgin America, Hawaiian, and Alaska Airlines all improved their scores.
Authorities in California say former NFL running back Lawrence Phillips is suspected of killing his cellmate at Kern Valley State Prison. AP correspondent Scott Smith says the one-time Nebraska Cornhusker is serving more than 30 years.
Phillips was convicted after twice choking his girlfriend in 2005, and later that year he drove his car, according to court officials, into three teens after a pickup football game in Los Angeles.
This is AP Radio News. Even as some states are allowing use of certain marijuana extracts to treat severe epilepsy, the rigorous research needed to prove if one of these compounds really works is just getting underway.
Researchers saying new findings from a small safety study suggest the extract cannabidiol should be put to the real test. Cannabidiol has been widely touted as a potential therapy for hard-to-treat forms of epilepsy. Two drug companies are studying the extract, but doctors' groups say there's little evidence to show if the compound is effective or even safe. Meanwhile, families desperate to treat their children's intractable seizures are heading to states where medicinal marijuana is legal. Nikki Mayo, Washington.
A 70-year-old golfer has been bitten on the leg by a crocodile while playing at an Australian tourist resort. The croc had been lurking in a water hazard on the 11th hole where his ball landed. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big.